Howdy, the neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today. Dr. Dave Lallman, Oklahoma State University, joining us right after this.
My chicken is good. My chicken is so good.
Oh, seriously, though, my McDonald's Southern-style chicken sandwich is quite possibly the juiciest chicken I've ever tasted.
No, trust me. This premium chicken sandwich, best chicken ever.
McDonald's purchases nearly 500 million pounds of chicken annually from the farms of America. So thanks, farmers and ranchers, for making this debate possible.
This chicken is the best.
Wrong. This chicken is the best.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No,
at participating McDonald's.
My dad calls it snuff. Uncle Jimmy, well, he calls it chew. Most all the guys in my family use it. And I never thought much of it until one of them turned up with cancer. Doctor said he can get rid of it, but not without taking part of his jaw. So I really don't care what they call it. No way is it worth winding up with a hole in my face. Tobacco stops with me.
What's a cattle producer to do these days and of high input costs? Dr. Dave Lallman, Extension Beef Cattle Specialist at Oklahoma State University, says they've been thinking about this and they believe some of the things they've talked about for years and years still make a lot of good economic sense.
We've been asking ourselves the same questions. You know, what should we be doing to best help people, maintain their businesses in this kind of environment? And so far, I mean, really what we've discovered is that we just need to stress this, a lot of the same old principles. Efficiency, lower cost of production. You know, for example, a crossbred female over her lifetime should produce about 25% more total pounds of beef at weaning. Those old fundamental principles haven't changed. Mm-hmm. Don't overgraze your pastures, the cheapest way to maintain a cow and pasture lifetime productivity is an appropriate stocking rate. You know, those fundamental principles, they're not new, but they're just more important.
You're also saying that clearly the market seems to be telling us that we need to use as much of our grass resource as we can.
That makes a lot of sense for a lot of people because the cost of gain in the feed yard is so high. The value of added weight gain for calves on home-raised grass is pretty high right now as well. In the last several months, it's ranged from 65 cents to 95 cents per pound of added weight gain from grass. Pretty good strategy for a lot of people would be to cut back on their cow numbers a little bit and plan to keep their steer calves and coal heifer calves at home for a longer period of time. And add some weight to them and value to their total program.
You're also indicating that some of these programs that OSU was touting a bunch of years ago, the gold and the silver programs, they still make some good economic sense.
Absolutely. They certainly do make sense. If you talk about Oklahoma Gold, Oklahoma Super Gold program, where you feed gold, for example, you feed 1 pound per head per day of a high protein supplement that has an iron-4, such as Bovatec or Rumensin, to a set of cattle. You might spend 20 to 23 cents a day doing that. And then the value of added gain we just mentioned was 65 to maybe 90 cents. And so it makes a lot of sense.
OSU Beef Cattle Specialist Dr. Dave Lallman. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
At your Beef Bus, I'm Ron Hayes.